From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. Got snow? In the woods, snow isn't the enemy, a scourge to be shoveled, scraped, and plowed out of the way. In nature, snow is a trusted ally to plants and wildlife. Snow is a blanket of thermal insulation protecting tender roots, stems, and leaves of low-growing plants, shrubs, and seedlings on the forest floor. Northern plants fare best buried entirely by snow, rather than exposed to the drying effects of cold air, which robs precious moisture. When exposed above the snowpack, broad leaves of evergreen shrubs like laurel and rhododendron curl to form tight tubes, reducing surface area to conserve moisture. Snow insulates hibernating mammal dens underground, or in fallen logs. Raccoons, skunks, and chipmunks sleep away to conserve calories during the coldest weeks of midwinter when food is scarce. Snow is white camouflage for animals whose white pelage changes color. The northern least weasel, or ermine, and snowshoe hare, both common in New Hampshire forests. The adaptation only works when there's snow. Snow conceals all animals that tunnel through snow while remaining active in winter. Weasels and small rodents, including red squirrels, mice, and shrews, inhabit the snowpack itself. Admittedly, deep snow makes travel difficult for larger mammals that wallow or establish packed winter trails. Bobcats and coyotes follow trails of deer or moose to conserve energy in winter. And lastly, snow stores precipitation like a sponge, preventing runoff over frozen soil. Slowly melting snow in late winter recharges groundwater aquifers, refills vernal pools used by amphibians, and releases stored precipitation to awakening plants. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.